Chapter 1. Fall, 1895.
It don't make no sense to educate a girl, Sally.
Pa slammed his empty coffee cup on the farmhouse kitchen table.
No sense at all.
But Pa, if the boys get to go to school...
Boys need some book learning. They might make something of themselves. You ain't gonna do nothing but get married and have babies.
I'm going to do a lot more. I'm not like Mama and the other girls. I want...
Blaznivi! Crazy talk. Marriage and children. That's why women were made. And you gotta accept that. You're gonna be 17 soon and you'll be ready to marry. And ain't no man gonna want a girl that's smarter than he is.
But I don't want to marry, Pa. I want to be called by my Christian name, Sarah. I want to be Miss Sarah Novak, school teacher.
It's settled, girl. You're gonna be just plain Sally. We got to keep up the mortgage payments on this farm, and we need cash money to do that. So starting today, you're gonna work for Miss Bellows until you marry one of the Sikora boys. Now get breakfast on the table. It's almost done, and I got to go rouse the boys.
Sarah shoved the biscuits into the oven. But the minute Pa disappeared, she raced to the front door and flung it open. Desperate for fresh air, she ran to the edge of the porch and searched the heavens for the comfort of an encouraging star. Nothing but dank air greeted her. The humidity of East Texas had settled on the farm, thickening the air and hiding the heavens. She heard a rustle behind her, followed by her mother's voice.
"Go, get yourself dressed, honey. Won't do to be late your first morning."
"But Pa means for me to do all I usually do here before I leave, and you have the new baby to..." Her mother's firm hug silenced her.
"No, this is your time, Sally, your chance. I know your Pa won't let you go to school, but you're gonna be in town and that's something. The Lord can do a lot with just a little if you work with him. You go out there into the world and do your best to make your dreams come true. Do it for me, honey. My life stops on this farm, but yours doesn't have to. You understand?"
"Yes. Yes, Mama. I understand." Tears welled up in Sarah's eyes. "And I'll never forget that you...
"My daughter!"
Mama slammed her fist down on the porch railing.
"My daughter is gonna have more!"
Unable to speak, Sarah nodded as tears splashed down her cheeks.
"Now go, get dressed. You got to be at Miss Bellow's house good and early."
In spite of the quick pace Sarah kept up and the morning's mugginess, she was invigorated by the 3-mile walk into town. The mere thought of a day away from the farm was cause for joy. Free! After weeks confined to the scorching farm with its endlessly repetitive, mind-numbing tasks, her spirits soared. She gave in to her urge to twirl in a circle. Flinging her arms wide, she chanted, "Free! Free! Free to be me!" Sarah mounted the last rise, and the lazy drifting river came into sight as it flowed through Riverford, Texas. A bustling place where cotton exchanges created wealth. Town was Sarah's only experience of life outside the farm. All her dreams centered on it. There she could gain the experience necessary to lift her out of farm drudgery and rigid definitions of what her life must be. In short, Riverford, Texas, represented hope to Sarah Novak.